all our talks and words and learning and teachings, so it will help us to cleanse our khiyal. Another important tip about cleansing of khiyal, it is persistence in learning. As I said at the beginning, it's not just you come 1 hour here and don't go away. Having persistence, that means a change, as I said again, a change of paradigm. You have to look at the whole world in your, when you are working, when you are reading, when you are sleeping, when you are talking, when you are with the family. You have to see the alam, the whole universe, with the eye of wahdat or oneness. That will help us, because we will learn later on. Some of the things I tell you, I cannot make a proof of it now because you do not know the basics yet. But I owe you this in the future, that we will learn that we become what we know. And human being is made, our essence of human being is made of ilm and amal. What we know and what we do, it becomes us. We do not have any reality other than what we learn. And we do not have any reality other than what we do. So when I say what we do, I don't mean, for instance, when we go and do salat, it bends up and down. That is not what we become. What intention is behind that salat is what we become. That is amal. Amal is not the physical exercise. Amal is not that physical thing. That physical thing is what we need to get into the right intention. The other thing is, once every 24 hours. This is for those people who are more serious in cleansing their khiyar. It helps a lot. If we give 15 to 20 minutes a day, whenever it be, but the best time of it, the prime time, is before the fajr, that we sit and concentrate. Some people call this meditation, right? Concentrate, focus on certain issue. I do not find myself, for the beginning, anything better than focusing on Imam Zaman alayhi salam. But you will soon see, if you haven't done it and you do it now, you will see that how khiyal is, which is referred to as thief. Khiyal is a thief. It comes and takes your mind away from that focus, take it to another thing. In every minute you will notice that you have, your khiyal has gone in 3-4 other subjects. That practice is taking it back again and put it on the what you started with. Okay. So I've finished with taharat of khiyal, so that we all understand why it's important, and I gave you some tips for doing your taharat of khiyal. I've emailed this file to you if you want to go and later on look back at it. The other issue that I want to briefly touch on is why we learn all of this, because we have few faces here. Those who have been here and feel bored, I can tell you that you will hear new things in what I have said, because I can never repeat exactly the same thing that I have said in any class. I start with this, what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has said, a'lamakum bi nafsi, a'lamakum bi rabbi. Is the most knowledgeable of you to your nafs is most knowledgeable to Allah. Remember this is new. Those who have been in this class, I'm telling you what I'm telling about the meaning of it. The meaning of a'lamakum bi nafsi, a'lamakum bi rabbi, depends on what approach we take. If we take what is called burhan-e-in, in Arabic and Farsi they call it burhan-e-in. Is there any pen for me to write something on this, on the whiteboard? I appreciate if you can get it for me. Burhan-e-in, and the other approach is called burhan-e-lim. Burhan-ul-in, burhan-ul-lim. I tell you what, I'll write it for you just so that you see what I written. Burhan means logic. Burhan-e-in and burhan-e-lim. Okay. Burhan-e-in or logic of in, when is we want to see things, when we want to understand Allah from the creatures. When we understand Allah, when we come to know Allah from the creation, that is called burhan-e-in. For instance, when I see the tree and the sun and the moon,
And I think this must have a creator. This cannot have come to existence by itself. So from that I conclude that there is a creator behind it. And then from putting all these different things in the universe together, I come to understand that there is a God, there is a creator. That is called logic of N. I cannot translate that into English. N. What is Burhan al-Lem? The logic of Lem. You have to learn these names in Arabic terms. Logic of Lem is when you know things through God. Because you feel and you believe and you find God in yourself. Whatever we see, we come to know this is from God. Ma'asumin al-Islam. See, for normal, ordinary people, we come to find Allah from the creation. Whereas Ma'asumin and highly irfanic people, they come to understand the creation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is two opposite approach to the universe. So, if you take Burhan-e-In translating this, أَعْلَمَكُمْ بَنَفْسِ أَعْلَمَكُمْ بَرَبِّ, that means the person who knows he nafs most, he knows Allah most. But if you approach it with Burhan of Lim or logic of Lim, that means what was the logic of Lim? That means we understand the creation from by knowing God. Because we know there is a God, then we know this creation exists. If you approach this, that means أَعْلَمَكُمْ بِنَفْسِ أَعْلَمَكُمْ بِرَبِّ, that means whoever who knows his God better, he will know his nafs better. So as you see, there will be two opposite meaning of it, depending on what type of level we have in our knowledge, in our irfan, in our closeness to Allah. If we find Allah in ourselves before anything else, then the meaning of this for us is whoever who knows his Allah best knows his nafs best. Whoever knows his Allah better knows his nafs better. Clear? Was this clear in explaining Burhan, logic of N and logic on them? You can probably put an English meaning for it yourself. Logic of N would be knowing the creation from, knowing the God from the creation. And Burhan of Lim is knowing the creation by knowing the God. Okay? And the other thing from Imam Ali alayhi salam is Ma'rifat al-Nafs anfa'ul ma'arif. Of course, it's very also self-explanatory that knowing of the nafs is the most useful knowledge. Knowledge about the nafs is the most useful knowledge. Don't take this meaning of this word literally. Okay, then there must be some reason behind it. Go and ponder upon why ma'rifat al-nafs is the best ma'arif. Why knowing the nafs is the gate into the knowing of Allah. Because إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْآدَمَ عَلَى سُورَتِهِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Adam on his own surat. Surat of course is not face. Surat means form. That means there is proximity, there is similarity, commonality between insan and Allah. In what way? Commonality between insan and Allah is in the way that we are able to become a place of manifestation of Allah's attributes. That's how we can be close to Allah. And why it's anfa'ul ma'arif? Anfa'ul ma'arif because if one is able to acquire, to attain the attributes of Allah, he has got close to Allah. One of the most important attributes of Allah is ilm and knowledge. So the more we learn, the closer to Allah we become. It's obvious, isn't it? The more we learn, the closer we become to Allah. Because they also say in one of the, giving the definition of philosophy, they say, Sayruratul alamul insaniya, Sayruratul alamul aghliya, muzahiyan alamul ayniya. That means, they said in definition of philosophy, Sayrura was, if you remember, becoming. Sayrura. Because the whole thing about human being is Tahurat. It's not when we say learning. Remember,
again, I've spoken about this. Learning is not just these few words and jargons we put in up top here. Learning is that those things sit in us. We become those things that we learn. So, if Sayruratul Alam al Akhliya Muzahiyan Alam al Aini means, Alam al Aini means, what was Ain? I explained to you. Ain is what is outside of Ilm of Allah, is called Ain. Ain and Ilm are two opposite, I would call it in this context. Ilm is whatever existence which has not come out of the knowledge of Allah, is called Ilm. It is in Alam of Ilm. The moment Allah gives existence to it, it becomes to Alam of Ayn, Alam al-Ayni. So, if we can make Alam al-Aqli, Sayruratul, Alam al-Aqliya, turning, making the mind, our intellect, become just similar to what is Alam in outside in Alam al-Ayn. This is called one of the definitions of philosophy. That means we make our mind understand whatever is outside world. That makes us close to Allah. So that's about learning and knowledge. Repeat the meaning of this thing. The whole thing. One of the definitions of the philosophy. They say, what is the philosophy? Oh, they have given many different definitions for the philosophy. One of them is Sayruratul, Sayruratul, Alamul Aghliya Muzahiyan, Alamul Aini, means changing, converting, making your Alamul Agh, your intellectual universe of us. Because we all have different universes in us. Do you remember that? We have universe of body or matter, we have universe of khiyal or imagination, we have universe of Agh or intellect. Making our universe of intellect Muzahiyan, similar to the universe of Ain, which is universe outside. So, universe of outside is what? I talk about this. That we have, there is, what is universe of Muttasil and universe of Alamul Muttasil and Alamul Munfasil. I talk about it. There we will understand more about what I just said as the definition of philosophy. What here I want to emphasize on as how important it is to learn Ma'rifat-i Nafs. They say, Allama Hasanzadeh, these words and these things I'm quoting from these people, because these are people, if you look at the root of all their words and statements, is all come from Hadith or Quran. They do not say anything from themselves. The likes of Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah, Allama Hasanzadeh, Allama Jawadi Amuli, these type of people, Allama Tabatabai. So, he says, The ultimate destination of Sayrul Anfusi. Sayrul Anfusi means is walking in the way of Ma'rifati Nafs, walking in knowing yourself. He says the ultimate destination is seeing, shahud. That means Ma'rifati Nafs must make us reach to a stage that we can do shahud of Alam. Because we are not doing shahud of Alam. Which of us is doing shahud of Alam? Shahud means what? Witnessing the universe the way it is. Which of us is seeing the universes around us the way it is? When you see a book, when you see a tree, the only thing we know of it is a tree. We don't know anything else. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Allahumma arinil ashiyah kama hiya." Oh Allah, show me the things the way they are. That means we see the things. The way we see the things, they are not the way they really are. So shahud is when you see the malakut, when you see the other avalib of any object. That is when we reach to shahud. Sayr anfusi, walking in the way of ma'rifat nafs, make us reach to the stage of shahud. Okay, question. Amu Zayl, have you reached to shahud yourself that you talk so much about it? What? Shahud. Shahud is... Oops. So, the ultimate destination, if you like, of Ma'rifat al-Nafs is reaching to a stage of Shuhud. And ultimate destination of learning these things that we, what we talk about, because we talk about even ma'rifat nafs, and we learn, we come to learn about ma'rifat nafs, but that is not yet ma'rifat nafs until it sits in us, we become what we learn. That is the ultimate destination of this, is ma'rifat fikri. We come by intellect to learn things, but that doesn't mean shahud. This is shahud aqli, if you can call it shahud aqli. What we do not want shahud. Our final thing is not shahud aqli. Shahud aqli is needed in seir aqli. Seir aqli is needed so that he can come to shahud of awalim. Please keep your questions at the end and ask me. Write it down for yourself. And this, I only touch and pass, you go and I've spoken about this. Important is to know this word in Arabic. Disengagement means tajarrud. Disengage from other material, other stuff. Mujarrad means disengaged. Mahsus, I will use this word in my talks later on. Mahsus, sensed. Mahsus is something which we use our senses with. Right, when you are seeing me, I am in a way mahsus of you, right? And mutakhayyal, imagined. When you think about something, if you think about this pen, this in not, sorry, not you think. When we take a picture of this in your mind, and you close your eyes, that picture, that image becomes is mutakhayyal for you. You are mutakhayyal. The image is mutakhayyal. You are Hoss, because you watch me, and I am mahsus. Hoss and mahsus. Mutakhayyal and mutakhayyal. And if you disengage this into your intellectual level,